This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd. A jury in the southern U.S. state of Georgia has found three white men guilty in the murder of a young African-American jogger last year. 65-year-old Gregory McMichael, his 35-year-old son Travis, and their 52-year-old neighbor William Roddy Bryan were accused of chasing down and murdering Ahmaud Arbery outside of Brunswick, Georgia, in February of 2020. Arbery's death sparked nationwide protests last year after police did not charge the suspects for more than 2 months after video of his killing was leaked and went viral on social media. The trial, which has divided a southern U.S. community, once again has forced America to reckon with an incident of deadly force being wielded against a racial minority member. The World Health Organization on Wednesday warned governments not to rely on vaccines alone to tackle rising COVID-19 rates as infections continue to grow across Europe in countries with higher vaccination rates. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said the organization was concerned that vaccines had promoted what he called a false sense of security.
In many countries and communities, we're concerned about the false sense of security that vaccines have ended the pandemic and that people who are vaccinated do not need to take any other precautions.
Tedros's comments come after the WHO said that coronavirus cases jumped by 11% in Europe last week, the only region in the world where COVID-19 has continued to increase since mid-October. You can find more on our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA.